That is what he does with this inheritance. Then the second person, he takes this inheritance and very wisely he puts it to good use in different places, and he benefits from it in a very proper way. And then you get a third person who takes this inheritance, and not only does he benefit with it, but he applies it and invests it in such places that he multiplies this particular inheritance manifold, that finally he is way ahead in as far as this inheritance that was initially his capital compared to the other two. He's got a lot and a lot of it. So now if we have to ask ourselves that in which category of these three heirs we fall in as far as the inheritance of the Quran is concerned, if we have to ask ourselves in terms of the material wealth, which is, we gave an example of, obviously we would all like to be in the third category, the one who has made major investments with this inheritance and has multiplied it manifold. So that is where we would like to be materially, because we know what is the material value of these things. But now, my respected friends and brothers, we ask ourselves that we have inherited the Quran Karim, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an inheritance, and how have we used it? Are we in the category of the first person who has totally ignored the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not caring about it, ignoring it, applying it, using it when we want to, benefiting it when we're benefiting from it when we want to, and don't benefit and do everything against it? Or are we those people who are using the orders of the Quran, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, applying them to our lives as and where it applies? Or are we those people who are not only applying it to ourselves, but we are spreading it, and we are making dawah in tabligh, and we are looking for any and every opportunity where we can benefit others from with this particular inheritance of the Quran Karim? So there is a question we're supposed to ask ourselves in the talk that is taking place today, and then see where we fit in, and inshallah make an effort to move from one category to the next if we are not in the best of categories. What does this inheritance entail? That's the question we are supposed to ask ourselves. So the inheritance of the Quran, my brothers, is what Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, what he taught us. Every aspect of his lifestyle is what this Quran entails. Every aspect of where and how he dealt with people, or he dealt with himself, or he managed affairs, is what this Quran Karim is about. His noble character, basically, is what this inheritance is about. A few days ago, about 2 weeks ago, we had Heritage Day. A lot of people didn't even know it was a Heritage Day. As long as a public holiday, it's more important. But this Heritage Day was about talking about the inheritance that all the heritage people have inherited from their forefathers and ancestors, and how it applies to them in their religion, their culture, whatever it might be. So my respected friends and brothers, we have received the beautiful Quran Karim, which has been manifested and demonstrated to us in the lifestyle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone asked Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that how was the akhlaq, how was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she replied, have you not read the Quran? His character was the Quran Karim. So the character of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what this inheritance is what we are supposed to have brought into our lives and apply in our lives as and where it is relevant. And through that, my respected friends and brothers, we will then progress like that person who has inherited materially, and we will be benefiting and increasing ourselves. So my respected friends and brothers, at this juncture, we ask ourselves that how do we actually increase, and how do we make this inheritance or this heritage that we have got with us such that not only do we benefit, but we show it to the others also. And in Islam, we don't have like, okay, they had the Heritage Day. It's no one Heritage Day. Every moment of our life is an opportunity for us to demonstrate the heritage and the way of life and the lifestyle and the inheritance of the Quran, my respected friends and brothers. That is what we are supposed to be doing. So whether we are speaking about it, whether we are, you know, giving lectures or writing about it, whatever it might be, alhamdulillah, in a way we are doing something about it. So we ask ourselves that how have we associated ourselves to the Quran? So some people have, mashallah, and we don't run anybody down, have associated themselves with this inheritance of the Quran by thinking they have done enough by just learning how to read the Quran, which is good, alhamdulillah. They know how to read the Quran, like how we do in our maktab, in our madrasa. The children learn how to read the Quran. Others go a step further. They memorize the Quran, which is also good, alhamdulillah. So we are benefiting from this inheritance. Then there are others who will go the extra mile of studying the meaning of the Quran, which is called tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem, which is additional, alhamdulillah, good also. So if we are doing this thing, that means we have done something with this inheritance that we have received. Then there are others who will go the other extra mile of, you know, making an effort on the proper pronunciation and recitation and articulation and modulation of the words, etc., which is also a good thing. We call the Qurra, the Qaris, how they recite the Quran so beautifully. And others will be giving lectures about it, others who are busy writing calligraphy. So there are different ways people have associated themselves with the Quran. The question is that where it stops? Is that all that we can say, I have done this? No, my respected friends and brothers. All we have to ask ourselves is, what aspects of this inheritance applies to our lives as demonstrated to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And there isn't a single moment in our life, we will find, that where we cannot apply it. Everywhere and anywhere, there will be something that we will find that comes to us directly from this beautiful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us. Allah says, we chose our servants to receive this inheritance. Came to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, chosen by Allah ta'ala, and thereafter transmitted to the Sahaba and one generation to the next generation till we have received it. So in whichever way we are associated to the Quran, regard it as an honor that Allah chose me to be associated to the Quran. So in the ways that we have just made mention of. But if we look at the teachings of the Quran and how the Quran guides us in as far as our interaction with people is concerned, that is the inheritance, and that is where we can, without giving any pamphlets or without giving any bayan or without saying anything, demonstrate practically to the people that this is what I am doing, this because this is what my Quran has taught me. That is such a powerful form of sharing this inheritance. And this is such a powerful way of making others practice on it, so that you fall into the third category of those people, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, those who have gone ahead with every type of goodness in as far as this inheritance is concerned. So we find, for example, just we'll take one or two random examples. In our own homes, when it comes to our interaction with our family members, with our children, with our spouses, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us an inheritance which we are supposed to use. First of all, the Quran says what? The Quran al-Kareem says that wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf, that live with them, interact with your partners, with your spouses in a reasonable and in a good and in a kind way, in a good way. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. That's the first thing. Then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خياركم أو خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي, that the best of you, the best amongst you are those who are the best in their treatment of their wives. Inheritance given to us, how we treat our wives. And I am the best from all of you when it comes to the treatment of my spouse and my wife. So we ask ourselves, my respected friends and brothers, do we show respect to them as human beings, as someone's daughter who we have brought in our house, and in as far as their basic needs, I'm using this word deliberately, is concerned, are we seeing to them? In as far as our speech is concerned, how do we address them? Some people use the worst of words and swear words and abuse against them. Their wives, whom Allah Ta'ala has given as a gift, who Allah has interceded on the behalf of the women, that wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'aruf. So this is an example we are taking. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about it. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, a big national campaign going on against violence against women, gender violence. And this was basically on account of the many incidents of rape that have been taking place and violence against women. It means in the campuses or wherever it might be. But what about the violence that is taking place in our homes? The women that are being beaten by our own selves and are being abused with the worst kind of words and are being psychologically abused. So we have to be careful. So that is just one example. You're just using it as random. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is an inheritance you have received. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ And really, my brothers, Allah ta'ala has deliberately made mention this here because he knows that it is a challenge. So that's the one. Then, my brothers, when it comes to our children, how many of us are actually giving that kind of proper treatment to our children as the Quran Kareem or as the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocate? You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in one beautiful hadith that لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا He is not of us who does not show kindness to our small children. So when we have our children at home, we start with them. And we need to now, you know, discipline them, show them the straight path. How is our attitude? Do we do it in a way that is correct? Or do we bark at them? Do we call them all kinds of ugly names? Do we swear them? Do we curse them? We have to be so careful. And then we beat them up, and then we bash them up, and we leave them black and blue. That's why Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that when you need to discipline, and children need to be disciplined. There was a constitutional court ruling about 2 weeks ago. It's quite in debate. You are not allowed to hit your children in the house. So one fellow said, I'll take him to the neighbor's house and beat him up there now. So nevertheless, the thing is that there has to be some discipline, some remedial measures, but it must not be abuse. It must not be assault. It must not be brutalizing the child. That is not correct. That is not what we have inherited in the kitab and from the lifestyle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected friends and brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا They are not of us. He is not of us who does not show mercy towards the child. As the Tanwir rahmatullahi alayhi has made mention that when you have to discipline your child and he's made you good and angry, first let your anger cool down. Take it easy. And after that, find and think of the best way of how you are going to now discipline this child. So if we just react immediately and start giving them, left, right, and center, we have not disciplined them. We have just given vent to our own anger. But whether we put the child right or not, that hasn't come, that hasn't been sorted out. So that's the second one. Another example we're just using random, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us when it comes to dealings. There aren't any teachings in any system and any religion that are as perfect and so immaculate and so pure and beautiful like the teachings of Islam when it comes to dealing, with fulfilling your word, with meeting your obligations, with being honest and making sure that you do not do somebody down. The books of fiqh, my respected friends and brothers, have extracted so many teachings from the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But people you find they become corrupt, they become greedy, and they do all kinds of things. They break their word, they give their word to thee. That was not the way of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a person by the name of Abdullah ibn Sa'ib came in the gathering, and he was recognized by a few people. So the Sahaba started talking about him, that this man is like this, nice, in good terms. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, none of you know this man as well as I know him. I used to do dealings with this person even before the days of Islam, in the days of Jahiliyyah. And he was a very honest man and he was like this and like that. Then this man says to the Sahaba, there wasn't a better person I ever dealt with than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it came to dealings, he never used to argue, he never used to quarrel, and he always made sure that he dealt in the most fair way. That is the inheritance, my brothers. And we are at all times involved in business dealings and in interacting with people on this level here. We give our word today, we break it tomorrow. We say, I didn't mean that, I meant that. And if we get into the court, we just find a good lawyer who knows how to twist everything and he makes us win. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to work like that. How Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another example, dealt with his own enemies, those who went out of their way to hurt him and persecute him. Our immediate knee-jerk response and reaction to anyone who harms us and hurts us is we give him good, same time, even better sometimes. Let him have it, man. Yeah. Not our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make sabr. He used to respond and he used to react in a manner that was much better than the evil, ugly way that those people had acted against him. Itfa billati hiya ahsan. Repel that what is bad with good. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then the one with whom you have enemy, he will become your most bosom friend, your best friend. So my respected friends and brothers, we have to ask ourselves that when we have this legacy and this heritage of the Quran and Kareem, then we have got every opportunity to use it to the maximum in such a manner that not only we apply it to ourselves, we let others benefit, and we spread it, my respected friends and brothers. We fall in a category of وَمِنْ هُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Allah says that, this Quran Kareem, if you know how to use it, is the best and the greatest of bounties that we have ever received. وَمَا عَلِنَا إِلَّا